today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Ladies and gentlemen, 104.9 Sunshine FM is proud to promote local talent here on the Sunshine Coast. With this edition of Sunday Showcase, here's your host, Greg McCosker.
Thank you, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. My name's Greg McCosker, and I'm really pleased to be back with you again with some great local talent from here on the Sunshine Coast. Over the last few weeks, since Sunday Showcase was born, we've met some really, really talented people, and today is no exception. First up, joining me here in the studio is a lovely lady by the name of Linda Hansen. And Linda is a local girl. She's been singing at various venues around the Sunshine Coast for quite some time, and I would like to welcome her here to Sunday Showcase. Hi, Linda. Great to have you on the program.
Hi, Greg. It's great to be here.
Now, Linda, I know you were actually born here on the Sunshine Coast, weren't you?
Yes. Yep, in Nambour.
So you are truly a local girl through and through.
Yes, went to school here, lived here up until 2 years ago.
Fantastic. And I know you're well known around the coast for your beautiful clear vocals, and you're very passionate about country music. And I was just wondering how it all started for you.
I grew up in a musical family, so surrounded by music. My mum played piano and I used to sing all the Seekers songs. She used to play those, and I started in a country music club when I was about 15. My brother was a member and he played guitar, so he made me sing all the songs so that he could practice.
So you had a musical family growing up, but you've also got a musical family now, haven't you?
I do, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your family and the music that's involved?
I met my husband Neil, who plays bass guitar through country music clubs when I was a teenager, and we got married and we've got two children. Our son Scott is a lead guitarist and drummer and sometimes sings, and our daughter is a beautiful vocalist and does harmonies and that for me.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you look about 21, but you've got four grandchildren as well, haven't you?
I do, and they all just love music as well.
Far out. How old are they?
9 is the oldest and 4 is the youngest.
Now, Linda, we're going to play one of your songs, and it's a good old Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies track, and it's called Different Drum. Can you tell us, is that a track that you loved and wanted to record? This is off an album of yours, isn't
it? Yes, yeah. And, I went to see Linda Ronstadt in Brisbane when I was probably 17. Just loved her music. I wanted to record one of his songs that she'd recorded.
Fantastic. Well, this is Linda Hansen, one of our local talents, and it's Different Drum.
But
that was one of our great local artists, Linda Hansen. And Linda's here with me in the studio. And Linda, that's from your self-titled album, and your family is playing on that album. Do you want to tell us who's doing what?
Yeah, Neil's playing some bass on there, and my son Scott played a bit of rhythm guitar, and my daughter did some harmonies for me.
That's wonderful. And I believe you met Neil through performing at country music clubs, is that right?
Yes, yeah. We used to go to the Bly Bly Hall, which our local country music club, Maroochy River, still have their socials there every month, and they meet there every week to practice.
And I believe you had to rely on your children to form a band to get a gig, is that right?
I did. We did have a band called Dangerous Goods when they were teenagers with a family friend who's the same age as my son, and he played lead guitar and drums, and they used to swap around sort of thing.
Right, and you haven't only played on the coast as well, you've played at Tamworth. Was that at the Country Music Festival?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, we used to go down every year.
Yeah, I did it too. and also Chinchilla.
Yes. Yeah, we went into the Battle of the Bands at the Mellon Festival out there.
Oh, yeah.
One year. It was a lot of fun.
That's wonderful. Well, look, we're going to play another one of your songs now, and this is Linda Hansen, and this song is called One Solitary Tear. And that was Linda Hansen with One Solitary Tear. I'm going to be back with Linda after this short break.
Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
You can always save money when you shop at Affordable Office Furniture. Hi, I'm Chris. As well as new and factory seconds, we also have a massive range of quality second-hand office furniture, most at half new price or less. We have slashed prices on a wide range of second-hand chairs, desks and filing cabinets. Come and see us at 10 Glen Kyle Drive, Maroochydore, or at aof.com.au. And mention this ad for free delivery in the local area. Affordable Office Furniture, station sponsor.
Welcome back to Sunday Showcase. You're on 104.9 Sunshine FM, and my name is Greg McCosker. My guest in the studio is Linda Hansen, and Linda is one of our great talents from here on the Sunshine Coast. Now, Linda, part of your history obviously was you've been involved in country music for quite some time, but you were a regular at Desiree Crawford's Noosa North Shore Country Music Weekends for quite some time, weren't you?
Yes, that's right. I think 15 years we used to go up there five times a year for the weekends.
And you also, Linda, toured New Zealand and also had some of your music played overseas as well.
Yes, a song that I recorded called Out on the Town got airplay in New Zealand and in France.
That's fantastic. Is that a country track? And did you write that or?
No, a local girl up at Bundy wrote it. I recorded, that was the first song I ever recorded a compilation album.
Oh, wonderful. But you do write, don't you?
I do. Yeah. Yes, I've got a few songs that I've written.
Do you perform those at your shows?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one song that I wrote for my husband called When I Look at You.
Oh, lovely.
It's a bit of a romantic song.
Oh, we'll have to get him back in. That's fantastic. Well, look, here's another one of your songs, and it's called It Matters to Me. This is Linda Hansen, my guest in the studio here on Sunday Showcase. Linda Hansen, It Matters to Me.
Baby, tell me, where do you ever learn to fight without saying a word? You waltz back into my life like it's all gonna be alright. Don't you know how much it hurts? Doesn't feel like we're even in love. It matters to me.
Oh, that's really lovely, Linda. That's It Matters to Me. Linda Hansen here with me in the studio at 104.9 Sunshine FM. Now, Linda, do you have some shows coming up that we could let people know where they can see you?
Yes, we have a gig coming up at the Widgie Country Music Club's Talent Quest and Concert Weekend on the 24th of October.
Widgie?
Yes, that's just west of Gympie. It's actually part of Gympie, just sort of west.
Yeah, it's a great name though, isn't it, Widgie?
It is. That's actually where the Webb brothers live out there.
Oh, okay.
And where the muster started. Their property is near the Widgie, where the Widgie Country Music Club.
The Webb's from Widgie.
Yes.
And what else do you have?
I play keyboard at Caloundra Velvet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another country music club down at Caloundra Rise Retirement.
Yeah, been to that. Ellie Seeley looks after that, doesn't she?
Yes.
Fantastic.
There's some great talent down there.
Yeah, Sunshine FM's a proud supporter of that, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so that's great. So people can see you there as well.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to play another track of yours now, Linda. And this track is called Oh Lonesome Me. Linda Hansen with Oh Lonesome Me. Well, Linda, look, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. My guest in the studio has been Linda Hansen, and Linda can be seen around the Sunshine Coast singing beautifully at some of the venues that she's mentioned. Linda, thanks so much for coming in. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And Linda, we're going to play one more of your songs before we leave. Can you tell us a little bit about it? It's called I'll Leave This World Loving You.
It is a bit of a sad song.
It's very sad.
It's been played at quite a few funerals, and it's a beautiful Ricky Van Shelton song.
Okay.
Has beautiful words.
Wonderful, thank you. Okay, this is Linda Hansen with I'll Leave This World Loving You.
Once in a while, let me hear. take everything but my memory.
Pharmacy consultations and health checks. Here's another health tip from Alastair Cook and his friendly team at Budrum Pharmacy. The best way to understand your health needs is by having a confidential conversation with your pharmacist so you get tailored advice. At Budrum Pharmacy, we have a counselling area set up for our customers wanting to talk confidentially with a pharmacist. Just one of the many services provided by your community pharmacy, right in the heart of Budrum, just across from Woolworths. Station sponsor.
The Caloundra RSL is a multi-award-winning social venue offering several restaurants, cafes and bars catering to all tastes and occasions, including casual, family and intimate dining. There's free daily entertainment, members' benefits, kids' club, meal deals and free courtesy bus. There's something for everyone. September highlights include the fabulous sounds of the 60s, the Beach Boys tribute show, Toby Tyler and the Country Boys, and the car cruise and cash giveaway major draw prize. Check the website, caloundrarsl.com.au for details. Caloundra RSL, more than a station sponsor.
Create a brighter future for people with blood cancer during the Leukemia Foundation's Light the Night event. This October, gather with family and friends at home or at a special location to light a lantern. Gold to remember someone, white for your own journey, or blue to show you care. The money you raise will lift many hearts as Australia unites to walk in hope for a future free of blood cancer. Learn about hosting your own event this October at lightthenight.org.au or call 1800 500 088.
104.9 Sunshine FM.
Welcome back to Sunday Showcase. You're on 104.9 Sunshine FM. My name's Greg McCosker. And I'm very pleased to say I have two more guests in the studio with me today, a wonderful couple by the name of Bob and Laurel Wilson, and jointly they're known as the Goodwills. Good afternoon, Bob and Laurel.
Hi, Greg. It's really good to be here this afternoon.
Great to have you. Now, can you tell us where your musical journey started? Obviously, you're married, you perform together.
Yes, I think I've always been a singer. Used to sing at church and sing in a school choir. And as far as being a duo is concerned, that that started well over 30 years ago. We met at a friend's birthday party. It was meant to be a costume party, so I was dressed up as a tart, and then in came Bob, and he was dressed up as a folk singer. He had his guitar and a nice pair of corduroys and a fancy vest.
A folk singer and a tart, that's a combination.
and a pigtail. I'd just returned from backpacking in Europe, and so I had this weird combination of clothing, an alpaca sweater and knee-high boots, and but I actually wasn't a very confident performer or singer in those days, so it was good to find someone who, A, was confident, and B, a really good singer. And we very quickly found we could harmonise together.
Well, I've heard you perform, and your harmonies are absolutely beautiful, and we'll be hearing some of that today. I know you have an album that is released, I guess. It's called The Last Waterhole, and we're actually going to play some music from that album, but you have agreed to do a couple of tracks live. We have Bob and Laurel Wilson, also known as the Goodwills, here in the studio at Sunshine FM. And the first track we're going to play is called Buddy's Gone to Conondale. Can you tell us a little bit about that song and who's Buddy?
Yes, we live in Mullaney. When we first moved up there about 13 years ago, there was an empty paddock over the road from our place. Well, it had cattle and a sweet old stock horse called Buddy. Not long after we moved there, it was sold and became developed for housing. So the cattle went where cattle go, and Buddy, we were told, went to Conondale. So we hope that that's actually what happened to him.
Right, so that's where the song came from.
Yeah.
So all these tracks are originals, aren't they, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, this is Bob and Laurel Wilson with Buddy's Gone to Conondale.
Buddy's gone to Conondale, the moon is on the rise. Surveyor's pegs in the dairy farm took us by surprise. They're gonna put in street lights where we go to watch the stars. And the owners will get new roads for their cars. They put a notice in the letterbox and plans of the estate. Well, they took down all the fences and dismantled Buddy's gate. At night the stars still guide us to the crest of Buddy's hill. But it's dangerous in daylight as earth movers cut and fill. Are kicking up a fuss as the dozers carve their trails. The agents took deposits, they say they're already making sales. We asked the local council to save the biggest tree. They left some old one standing for the sake of harmony. Buddy's gone to Conondale, the moon is on the wane. The rural way of life is gone and it won't be back again. The views brought in the buyers, they competed for the lots. Now other houses share the only views they've got. On the old side of the street, life goes on as it did before. Though we drive elsewhere to stargaze and try hard to ignore. But since Buddy went to Conondale, it's somewhere nice to stroll. At sundown in the valley, we dream of Buddy as a foal. Since Buddy went to Conondale, we're reminiscing. Since Buddy went to Conondale, there's something missing. Buddy's gone to Conondale.
That was great, guys. That was really fantastic. That's Bob and Laurel Wilson, known as the Goodwills, and Buddy's Gone to Conondale. Now, Laurel, can you tell us a little bit about where you perform around the Sunshine Coast? I know I saw you at Udlow Hall, but are you doing some shows here and there?
Yes, we've been fairly active in our so-called retirement this year because of, we have this new CD out, so it's been a bit of an impetus to go and play a few places. We've only just recently been at the Nearham Creek Music Festival last weekend, and a couple of weekends before that there was the Mullaney Music Weekend. This coming Friday evening we're playing at the Calandra Art Gallery as part of the Fringe Festival.
That's the 25th?
That's right. And in fact, the choir that we're in, Tapestry, is playing there as well.
Tapestry. We had Tapestry on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, remember hearing that. That was good to hear that.
So you're both in Tapestry?
Yes. I've been in it ever since I moved to Mullaney, and Bob joined shortly afterwards. He was working in Brisbane, so it made it a bit pretty tricky for him, but I can remember him coming to rehearsal in his suit for straight off the bus from Brisbane.
Is that the story, Bob?
Yeah, it is.
Well, look, this is Bob and Laurel Wilson, my guests in the studio, also known as the Goodwills, and this track's called, well, it's the title track from their album, actually, called The Last Waterhole.
On the edge of the new eastern desert, where cattle once did wander, Swaggy lays his pack down by the road. He'll wait a long time for a ride out there, lips burn dry by the salty air. On the plains where the Condamine River flows, on the plains where the Condamine River flows, skin burned black by the wind and sun, carries a knife and an empty gun, his only book, The Theory of Control. Left his mark on a solitary tree, a survivor and a refugee. He's a traveling man with no caravan, searching for the last waterhole. He was searching for the last waterhole. They say there's life in the new eastern desert, past the shipping wrecks and flotsam from the great tsunami of 2043. There's spinifex grass among the dunes, survivors of the last typhoon. In August he found a eucalyptus tree. On the plains where the Condamine River flows, skin burned black by the wind and sun, he carries a knife and an empty gun, his only book, The Theory of Control. Left his mark on a solitary tree, a survivor and a refugee. He's a traveling man with no caravan, searching for the last waterhole. He was searching for the last waterhole. These dreams of a new eastern desert, where cattle once did wander, fade as he lays his pack down by the road. Breathing hard, awake in a sweat, relieved to find it hasn't happened yet. On the plains where the Condamine River flows, on the plains where the Condamine River flows, on the plains where the Condamine River flows.
That was The Last Waterhole from Bob and Laurel Wilson. We'll be back with more of Sunday Showcase in just a moment.
At Cricks Honda, treat yourself to something special from the Honda Limited Edition range. There's Limited Edition Jazz with sports alloys, rear spoiler, metallic sports pedals and more. HRV with heated leather seats, side steps and rear parking sensors. And Limited Edition CRV with over $3,000 of extra value, including 18-inch alloys, front and rear parking sensors, auto headlights, lane watch system, rain sensing wipers and more. And all with a 6-year warranty. The Limited Edition range for a limited time, of course, at Cricks Honda, Maroochydore Road, Kunda Park. You'll drive away happy.
Our sponsor.
Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Are you one of the many people who have always wanted to sing in a chorus? Why not join SingSpire, a newly formed community choir for all voices, who meet weekly on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. The venue is the function room at the New Life Centre, 2 Mackenzie Road in Mumbai, next to the Nambour Christian College. Auditions are not required. For further information, phone 0401 270 476. Connecting our Sunshine Coast community, this is 104.9 Sunshine FM.
Welcome back to Sunday Showcase. You're on 104.9 Sunshine FM. Bob and Laurel Wilson, the Goodwills, are here with me in the studio, and they've just performed two tracks live, and that was absolutely wonderful, guys. Really enjoyed that.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Now, we are going to play some more of your music, but we're going to play some tracks that are actually on your album. But just tell us, before we do that, you've got a bit of an accent there. Laurel, where are you from originally?
Yes, I was born in Alberta, although I've lived in Australia for over 50 years, so it always surprises me when people claim I have an accent. compared to my Canadian cousins, who probably wouldn't say so.
Probably not, but I think it's always there, isn't it? All the tracks on your album, they've all been written by you, Bob, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Greg.
Mm. Are you a bit of a prolific songwriter? Do you just churn them out, or does it take a bit of time?
Well, it's a bit of both, really. I did, Mark Crowell once used the term binge songwriting, and we both plead guilty to that. I have been known not to write a song for several years, and have to write 20 or 30 in a month. You know?
Wow, several years.
Not much housework gets done during that time.
All right, well, we're going to play another song from your album. The title of the album is The Last Waterhole, but this song's called Another Year With You.
It's a time of the year many students fear when the jacarandas flower. I had been to a funeral, someone sang, now is the hour. Years roll by unnoticed, birthdays rarely trouble me. Each one is a bonus, this one especially. Queuing up for the pension as it's withering on the vine. If you see me busking in the street, put a coin or two in mine. They say I should make a list of things to do before I die. I did most of them 40 years ago, but I couldn't tell you why. Drug seeking's overrated, an afternoon nap will do. All I want for my birthday is another year with you. My friends are doing marathons, or they're jumping out of planes. The rich ones flew to the Kimberley, and the poor ones caught the train. Some of them heard Pavarotti sing that aria in the park. Swam naked with the dolphins, went rock spotting after dark. Climbed Uluru at sunrise, dived for pearls at Broome. Asked women far too young for them to come back to their room. They say I should make a list of things to do before I die. I did most of them 40 years ago, but I couldn't tell you why. Thrill seeking's overrated, an afternoon nap will do. All I want for my birthday is another year with you. I watched our son come into the world. He
was wearing my father's face. It's true that children change a life to a slower, gentler pace. Christmas carols in the park, you were one or maybe two. You fell asleep on my shoulder, you won't remember, but I do. Every day you wake up, say hello to the morning star. Take time to look in the mirror and be content with who you are. They say I should make a list of things to do before I die. I did most of them 40 years ago, but I couldn't tell you why. Thrill seeking's overrated, an afternoon nap will do. All I want for my birthday is another year with you. Thrill seeking's overrated, an afternoon nap will do. All I want for my birthday is another year with you.
And that was Bob and Laurel Wilson, my guests in the studio, with Another Year With You. Can you tell us what that song was about, Bob?
Well, I had some of my older friends would keep prodding me and saying, have you seen this film, The Bucket List, yet, with Jack Nicholson? And because I tend to not go with whatever is immediately trendy. So about 10 years after that movie appeared, I finally watched it. And I kind of thought it was a fairly silly premise. So I went home and wrote this song, which basically says, all I want for my birthday is another year with you.
Lovely. Okay, that's great. All right, well, we're going to play another track now. This is also from the album, The Last Waterhole. And is the album available? Is it? Can you buy it online or at your gigs and what have you?
Yeah, we have a website. It's available through our website and also for download through CD Baby and iTunes.
Oh, great, fantastic. Do you want to mention your website while you're here?
Yeah, it's www.thegoodwills.com.
Fantastic. Well, this next song's called Burning Father's Letters. That's an interesting title.
Yeah, Greg, it addresses the common enough dilemma of older people whose parents have died and they start going through their personal papers and letters and diaries and thinking to yourself, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Are my children going to want it? Are their children going to want it?
This is Burning Father's Letters.
Locked away in the shed, there's a task we all dread. Many boxes tied up with string. 4 decades of letters from our elders and betters, keepsakes to which we all cling. From the lost days of telegrams, perfume blue aerograms, handwriting tending to fade. There's no family accord about this troublesome hoard. It's someone else's crusade. That's why we're down in the garden, where resolutions harden, burning father's letters, adding more to the fire as the flames dance higher. Burning father's letters, it's like wiping a hard drive, no backups, no car drive, burning father's letters. We consign to the flames, then we'll later display him. We were burning father's letters. We were meant to be sorting, not scanning and hoarding those bundles once tied up with string. Instead we started reading when we should have been speeding through the keepsakes to which we all cling. Valentines to our mother, early poems of the lovers, postcards from Paris and Rome, making light of the war, but she knew what he saw, just nodding those letters back home. That's why we're down in the garden, where resolutions harden, burning father's letters, adding more to the fire as the flames dance higher. Burning father's letters, it's like wiping the hard drive, the backups, the card drive, burning father's letters. We consigned to the flames, then we'll later disclaim we were burning father's letters.
On a misty autumn evening in 1860, Charles Dickens gathered up more than 22,000 private letters and papers and set them alight. The fire at Gad's Hill Estate in County Kent burned all night, and the flames and smoke could be seen miles away. Dickens hated the publishing world's then practice of collecting private correspondence and printing it after the writer's death. He may also have been fearful of what the press would make of his correspondence, as he'd recently separated from his wife and there was talk of a young mistress. Dickens' youngest sons, Henry and Vaughan, helped carry baskets of letters to the fire. Daughter Mamie, who later wrote books about her father, pleaded with him to save some of the letters, given they were from literary figures of the day, including William Thackeray, George Eliot and Alfred Tennyson. But Charles remained resolute. As the fire died down, it began to rain, at which time he said, "I suspect my correspondence of having overcast the face of the heavens."
That's why we're down in the garden, where resolutions harden, burning father's letters, adding more to the fire as the flames dance higher, burning father's letters. It's like wiping the hard drive, the backups, the car drive, burning father's letters. We can sign to the flames, then we'll later display we were burning father's letters.
That was Bob and Laurel Wilson, The Goodwills, with Burning Father's Letters. That's the coming to the end of the program, Sunday Showcase for this week. I've really enjoyed speaking to you, Bob, and to you, Laurel. It's been lovely having you here in the studio.
Thanks very much, Greg. We're really pleased to be able to come along and have a chat with you this afternoon.
If you have a chance to listen to Bob and Laurel at any of their shows around the Sunshine Coast, I have done that, and I highly recommend it. So we're going to leave you with one more of Bob and Laurel's songs, and if there are interesting titles on this album, this is certainly one of them. Here's Bob and Laurel with Watching Footy.
Does everyone remember when we had no unemployment, when inflation was what happened to a hot air balloon? We could leave school at 15, get a job on the railway, then we'd all go watch the footy on a Sunday afternoon. You could get in for a shilling and sit up on the hill till your bum got numb in the afternoon chill. We'd yell rude things at the other team and call the ref a dill, watching footy on a Sunday afternoon. Watching footy on a Sunday afternoon.
As a lad, I bought a radio that didn't plug into the power. Saved up from my paper run at 1 and 6 an hour. I tuned it into shortwave in the middle of the night. We didn't know about apartheid, but that doesn't make it right. My dad said it's the devil's work. He said I was a fool. And even when our team won, I'd fall asleep in school. Back before the players danced to the sponsor's tune, we'd slip underneath the fence on a Sunday afternoon. Does anyone remember when we had no unemployment, when inflation was what happened to a hot air balloon? You could leave school at 15, get a job on the railways, and we'd all go watch.